Chapter 167, The Desirability of Undertaking a Journey in a Group and Appointing a Leader. 958, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Were people to know of what I know about the dangers of traveling alone, no rider would travel alone at night. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Lonely traveling, whatever its form, is inadvisable at night and can cause many inconveniences. These inconveniences include deprivation of performing congregational prayers, feelings of loneliness and isolation, and facing unexpected situations and damages. But the real reasons behind this prohibition, only Allah knows. 959. Amr bin Shu'ayb radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, A single rider is accompanied with Satan, and two riders are accompanied with two Satans. Three riders form a group, At-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud. Commentary. The hadith tells us that at least three traveling companions are preferable, because if they are only two, one may drop due to some emergency, and the other will remain alone. One or two riders, travelers, have been described in the hadith as accompanied with Satan, and this means that they can hardly escape the devil. However, in case of three, they will remain immune from satanic insinuations. 960. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhuma reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, When three persons set out on a journey, they should appoint one of them as their leader. Abu Dawud. Commentary. Choosing anyone as the leader means that a journey should be undertaken under his guidance and instructions. This has many benefits. The person to be appointed as a leader over a group of travelers should fulfill certain important conditions, including the fact that he should be the most knowledgeable in religious matters and traveling conditions. 961. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, The best number of companions is four. The best detachment is 400, and the best army is 4,000, and 12,000 men will not be defeated as a result of smallness of number. At-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud. Commentary. An army of 12,000 soldiers, if endowed with strong faith and resolve, is enough to face even an army of large size. It cannot be defeated merely on the basis of number. Some other factors accounting for its defeat may not be ruled out, but it will not be overpowered for its small number.